Oh, you know it's Friday when we hear that music. Ta-da! It's Master Crew Theater on 94.5 PST. One of our favorite things to do every week. I mean, Dan's been in rehearsals since like 3 a.m.
Dan's a little crazy. Dan didn't have a weekend last weekend because of the coastal storm.
So you're really looking forward to this weekend.
I am, and this is a great way to kick things off.
What a better way.
Exactly.
To kick it off. All right, so you know the deal. We act out the scene of a famous movie, and you simply have to guess it. I mean, how hard can it be? Because we're such great actors.
Easier said than done with this cast, but yeah.
You do get it right today, and, you know, you get randomly picked. That's what we do. You're getting tickets to Kimberly Akimbo at the Academy Music. Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Kimberly Akimbo. It hits the Academy Music in Philly on Tuesday through Sunday, November 2nd, as part of the Ensemble Arts Philly Broadway Series. Tickets are on sale now at ensembleartsphilly.org. All right. So, yeah, we've been really preparing for that.
I guess I'll play the role of director briefly.
Yep, okay.
I'll play the role of director. All right, you ready?
It's all you. Although you're going to be in it, too.
I do have a part, yes. Mm-hmm.
Our rehearsals went okay for this today.
It's okay.
We kind of abandoned the idea of rehearsing today and just
it was going too fast.
Let's just do it live.
Yep. I think Dan is outing us, Chris. He's like, I took rehearsals seriously.
I'll take the responsibility for that. Everything was just moving too fast.
In other words, this is going to be a very entertaining one today.
All right, are we ready?
All right, Koi on the set.
And action.
Book, darling, come to mommy. Yes, his punishment must be more fulsome, more lingering. Dazzle me, my darling. Let's see. Amnesia, bunions, chilblains, baccalaura. We can do better than that, I think.
Yes.
Let's see what we have. Oh, perfect. As usual, his punishment shall not be to die.
No.
But to live forever with his guilt.
As what, Winnie? As what?
Twist the bones and bend the back.
Ichita kappa to melaka mikita.
Trim him of his baby fat.
Ichita kappa to melaka mikita.
I can't say it.
Give him fur, black as black. Just
like
this.
Oh, that was the wrong button.
I knew I was going to screw up my line, too. There we go. There we go.
All right, well, got him turned into a cat anyway.
I knew I was going to mess up my lines. I cannot pronounce those things.
Yeah, I don't. You were holding me back from my...
Itcha
capita melica mystica.
Oh, my God, damn. That's maybe like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Maybe in, we do an encore in a couple of minutes. Maybe in the encore, Dan will just do all the parts.
That's not a bad idea. All right, so the phones are ringing, so I think you know what we just acted out. So, it's in a capita.
You got this.
I am determined to do this right. It's Chris and the crew. It's 94.5. PST, your number one hit music station.
You gotta get the spell right, or else.
It should have happened in
bad things might happen.
Oh, God. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this so much.
I don't know that it's a real spell.
Some
I think you're safe.
Spell. All right, so we're acting out the scene of a famous, very popular movie, especially this time of year. Not that I'm giving any hints.
Little hint there.
And your job is to guess what we're acting at. We got Kimberly Akimbo tickets up for grabs. All right, real quick, we're going to do an encore performance and action.
Book, darling, come to mommy. Yes, his punishment must be more fulsome, more lingering. Dazzle me, my darling. Let's see. Amnesia, bunions, chilblains, cholera. We can do better than that, I think.
Yep.
Let's see what we have. Oh, perfect. As usual, his punishment shall not be to die.
No.
But to live forever with his guilt.
As what, Winnie? As what?
Twist the bones and bend the back.
Ichita kappita melica mystica.
Trim him of his baby fat.
Ichita kappita melica mystica.
Give him fur black as black, just
like
this.
Yeah. And see.
That was amazing.
I was so excited that I got the first one kind of right that I forgot we had to do it again.
I know. I was looking at my co-star over there, and I was like, lady, your name is on the show. Can you get to it?
And Joe actually turned into a cat. Amazing.
Amazing. Wow. All right, let's go to the phones here. Joe, take it over.
All right, let's see. Kurt in Philly, what movie do you think that is? Let's see. Kurt,
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. All right.
Okay. Kurt, hold on.
Your guess is locked in. Natalie in Bordentown, what movie do you think that is?
Hi, good morning. You guys did so awesome. That was great.
Get you a cop it up.
Oh, my goodness. Hocus Pocus, definitely.
All right. Mm. Let's get a few more here. Let's go to Haley in Abington. Haley, what movie is that?
Hocus Pocus.
All right. Hang on the line in case you're the winner.
Lastly, let's go to Jessica. Jessica, what movie is it?
Is the first Hocus Pocus.
The first?
Ooh, she was very specific.
Which is certainly a possibility.
Is correct. Absolutely. Congratulations. Well, we don't know a winner yet. So here's what it's supposed to sound like.
Book, darling, come to mommy. Yes. His punishment must be more fulsome, more lingering. Dazzle me, my darling. Let's see, amnesia, bunions, chilblains, cholera. We can do better than that, I think. See what we have. Perfect. As usual. His punishment shall not be to die, but to live forever with his guilt. As right when he is right. Jump back. Twist the bones and bend the back. Hit it, Captain Malcolm. Turn him of his baby. Hit it, Captain Malcolm. Give him fur black as black. Just black. This. No!
And there we go. That's what it should have sounded like. It's amazing.
Kind of close.
It's amazing that Sarah Jessica Parker can actually say Mystica Magic. You want to get one more try at it, Chris?
Let's
try to get one more cop at it. All right, you ready, Chris? Three.
Itchitacopita.
2-1.
Itchitacopita Melica Mystica.
We got it.
And now I'll never forget it.
It took 17 tries to get it. All right, we have to pick a winner, right, for those Kimberly
Kimber
tickets.
Yeah, all right, do that line right there.
Good morning, PST. I think this should be Haley, right?
Yes, that's me. Yay!
Haley, you got the tickets to go see Kimberly Akimbo at the Academy of Music next week.
Thank you so much.
Hang on the line, Haley. Tickets on sale for everyone else on EnsembleArtsPhilly.org.
Jen, good morning. It's Chris and Joe. I got to be honest. I'm surprised you're so awake looking. You had trivia last night at Al's.
I always have fun, and that crowd keeps me up. It really does. I had a lot of fun. And I made a bet with some ladies that I would remember to say hello to them this morning. They were like, you won't remember. Chris would.
Oh,
so I remembered. I'm going to shout out my girls, Amy, Jessica, and Megan. I think they were unaware it was going to be trivia night, but they were very excited and had a great time playing.
Oh, that's cool.
I think they were one of my top three teams at the end of the night. There's a chance.
Ladies, you are lucky that he's remembering this because he doesn't remember most things.
They were very nice.
All right. So listen, there's something that couples are fighting about more and more these days. And Joe, I don't know if you can relate to this because you guys don't live together, but I'll tell you what, this is definitely a fight in my house.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Laundry.
No. Oh. Well, it could be partially about laundry. The stink in the house. Smells, like bad smells.
Yeah, this is a new trendy fight now.
Apparently it is. But it's funny because this is something that we fight about in my house. They're talking about like garbage because that means somebody didn't take out the garbage. You know what I mean? Or like post-gym stink. Like, are you going to take a shower? You know what I mean? Although some people do like that smell.
The one
in my house that we keep having is the pets. So it's not Maisie. It's not our puppy, like not her. But if she, let's say she leaves a little bit of food in the bowl or whatever, and it gets tossed into the trash, unless you take out the trash that night before the end of the day, we're waking up in the morning to
kibble.
A terrible odor.
And actually, I will say, Chris's dog just doesn't eat standard kibble. Chris's dog eats gourmet
salmon and chicken,
freshly prepared
ground turkey,
freshly prepared.
No,
foods.
But she eats a little kibble.
I'm saying you're watching some ground turkey go right into the trash, freshly made.
And I don't understand, Joe. I feel like I'm the only one who smells it. I'm like, can you not smell that? Like, it's horrendous.
It's funny that you say that because there's usually one person in each couple that can smell it quicker.
Oh my God, I'm like. take out the trash.
And I thought when
and
you
if
were saying
I would have smelled it, I would have.
And I thought by you saying smells, I thought you'd be like, oh, like smelly, like laundry piles.
Well, it could be. It could be any like household smells.
Like if
like,
you're
do your laundry already.
Yeah, you know? Say your partner works out or something, and it just sits there in the hamper. That gets a very specific smell.
Number one fight for couples these days.
It can't beat Chris. Can't beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
We've got a car full
we had
ready
a
for this
girl.
Morning. We have a birthday girl and family ready to go. It's
so
Jay
fun.
And the kids in the car. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. We know it's Gia's birthday. Happy birthday, Gia.
Happy birthday, Gia. She's double digits today, Joe. That's a big deal.
That's
10 years
big
old.
Big deal. That's a big deal. All right, guys. You guys have heard the game before, right?
Yes.
All right. So we're all ready. Chris, it's not your birthday, so you get out of here.
I'm in now. Right, good luck, guys.
They're going to be our stars of our game here. All right, you guys ready? Your quiz is going to start right now. Here we go. Question number one. This week, a popular brand hosted its annual fashion show, and it was star-studded with celebrities like Sarah Jessica Parker and Gigi Hadid in attendance. What brand hosts that fashion show? It is a popular retailer.
We know a lot of popular retailers.
So I would name one. It's more of a female... It is a female-leaning brand for sure.
Victoria's Secret?
Do you want to lock it in?
Lock it in? I'm going to lock it in.
All right, question number two. Tate McRae is back at Madison Square Garden this weekend for another sold-out show. Her new song, Tit for Tat, is reportedly about a famous ex-boyfriend that she dated earlier this year. Who is that?
Oh, do you know Gia? What's his name? From Coldplay. Is it from Coldplay, I believe, right?
You guys are very good kids in that car.
Oh, Kid Laroi.
Want to lock in the Kid Laroi?
Kid Laroi. Lock it in.
All right, and the third and final question. It's officially been 2 months since the big arena in South Philly got a new name. It's where the 76ers and Flyers play. It used to be called the Wells Fargo Center. What is it called now?
Oh, Monique, you know this?
Oh.
Or Xfinity Mobile? Xfinity Mobile.
I like it.
Xfinity Mobile Arena.
I like it. Locking it in. Can't Be Chris this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. It's always so much fun there. I was out there last night, of course. Brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. Online at alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Quiz sheet in front of me. Chris Rollins back in the room.
Hi there.
I had to hide it. She was trying to sneak a peek.
I'm not sneaking anything. I don't need to cheat.
That's what she says. All right, you guys ready? All their answers are locked in over there.
Ooh,
let's see how you do, Chris.
How do you think you guys did? Good?
Yeah. I think we did good, though.
The
we
birthday did girl did doesn't know. All
okay,
right,
collectively.
All right.
There was a lot of brain power in that car. Okay. All right. First question for you, quiz.
I wanted some Taylor Swift questions.
You know, there'll be, you know, Monday will be all Taylor, because that's usually how the luck of the draw goes. But okay, here we go, Chris. Your quiz starts right now.
Okay.
This week, a popular retail brand hosted its annual fashion show, star-studded, of course. Sarah Jessica Parker, Gigi Hadid, just a couple in attendance. What brand hosts that fashion show?
Yeah, it was back. Victoria's Secret.
You both said Victoria's Secret,
ooh,
and you're all correct.
All right.
Tied 1-1. Very good. Mm-hmm. Question number two, Chris. Tate McRae is going to be back at Madison Square Garden for another sold-out show this weekend. Her new song, Tit for Tat, is reportedly about a famous ex-boyfriend that she dated earlier this year. Who is it?
Yeah, the Kid Laroi.
You both said the Kid Laroi, and you're both correct.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what, that car, they had no help with that answer, right? You guys just got it on your own, right?
No help at all.
The third and final question, Chris. It's officially been 2 months since the big arena in South Philly got a new name.
Oh, no.
It is where the 76ers and Flyers play now. It used to be called the Wells Fargo Center, but what is it called now?
Oh, my gosh. This is so new. It usually takes me a while to get things like this. It is called... Wait, I know it. Xfinity Mobile Arena.
You both said the Xfinity Mobile Arena, and you're both correct.
That last
question almost tripped both of us up, but we ended in a tie. Great job, guys.
At least we didn't lose this time.
Yeah, we didn't lose this time.
Gia, the birthday luck got you. Got you with that. Good job, guys. We will not, you do not have to give us a phrase of shame. Chris, since ties go to the house, Chris's streak continues, but you're welcome back.
Saying that phrase of shame.
You're welcome
good
back to play anytime. And we got you tickets to go see Doja Cat when she comes to Philly next year. It is actually going to be at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, hot off the album V. It is going down November 29th, 2026. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on line, guys.
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So director John M. Chu, Joe, you know we're talking about Wicked for Good.
Oh, let's go.
You love all things Wicked for Good. So he's given us kind of another tease about the movie. He spilled that he persuaded like a big time celebrity to voice the Cowardly Lion.
Oh my God.
So obviously he's not telling us who the major actor is, but he is saying that all he did was slide into his DMs. It wasn't like some major casting thing or anything like that. So yeah, he said the actor was super busy, but told them that, told him that, look, it's not a lot of lines. I really want you to do this. And even offered to go to him. And said it's wild and, you know, not really saying much else.
You know what we're going to find out? And this is what he's saying in the press he's starting. He said, this person's going to blow our mind on the red carpet.
Oh my God. Who is it, Joe? Do you have any guesses?
I was wondering if it was like Morgan Freeman or something.
Oh.
I don't know. Like something like, you know, like iconically classic. Voiced like that. I was trying to think of a big time, like Morgan Freeman doesn't do much work anymore.
Right.
Is he?
Well, he said he was busy.
Freeman dead?
Oh, God, don't say it.
Is he dead?
You should check that before you say it. So, you know Taylor Swift's new song, Ruin the Friendship,
no, he's alive.
Right? No, he's alive. So, Taylor's song, Ruin the Friendship, is about we'd heard that it was about a childhood, like a high school friend of hers that died. It was awful. When we realized this, we were like, oh, my gosh. And then she regrets never kissing him. So the mother of the guy, his name is Jeff Lang, we found out. The mother is speaking out for the first time about that song that's about her son, Ruin the Friendship. It was at Hendersonville High School in Hendersonville, Tennessee. I mean, you know, when Taylor was in high school. And she's actually touched. She says that she was amazed that Taylor even remembered her son after all this time. She hasn't forgotten about him. And she's thrilled that she's keeping his name alive and keeping his memory alive. I have chills just talking about it. Very sweet. And she says she keeps a picture of her son and Taylor framed in their home from the high school days.
Of course she does, because yes. It's a picture of Taylor Swift in her house.
But that's very sweet, though. So if you're out shopping for Halloween candy this weekend, here's what you should buy, because these are the most popular candies. This is what trick-or-treaters want the most in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. So New Jersey, it's M&Ms. They have those little fun packs, right? And in PA, I guess this should be no surprise, Hershey's mini milk chocolate bars. Those are the most popular. So K-pop Demon Hunters is coming back to theaters for Halloween. It was huge, right, Joe?
Yeah.
And they want you to wear your costumes. So come dressed in costumes. Now, this was the Netflix thing that they put in theaters for a limited time. It was so huge, like a sing-along thing, that they're doing it again. It brought in about $18 million.
That was fast.
It was big, yeah. So this new sing-along event is going to be from Halloween, October 31st through November 2nd. So for the weekend, next weekend. In like 2 weeks.
2 weekends, yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, the Halloween weekend
Halloween
as we know
weekend,
it.
You know what I'm talking about. And you may have heard that rock legend Ace Frehley, the founder and original lead guitarist of the band Kiss, has died at the age of 74. We heard that he fell inside the studio and got a brain bleed and passed away. So
took time
sad.
To recover.
Yeah. All right, there's the scoop.
94.5 PSD. It's time to drop the digits for your shot to win cash.
You could win $1,000 right now. Last day of this, so get ready. Open the PST app, click on the deposit button, and enter this hour's code, which is, are you ready? 199. All right, that's 199. You could glow up your life, get a fall wardrobe refresh, redecorate your room with all the TikTok stuff that you're seeing. So get ready. 199 is the code. Another chance next hour at 9 o'clock on 94.5 PST.
All right.
So you want to know what we talk about behind the scenes here? Joe's like, well, Joe usually asks me, so what'd you do last night? What'd you have for dinner? Because he doesn't really cook for himself, but he likes to think that he's going to go to the grocery store and buy stuff for himself.
I have gotten better at it, so I asked her. Yeah. And I would argue one Chris Rollins hitting
appalled.
New level of lazy.
We had Brenner last night.
Ugh.
By the time I get to the end of the week and my daughter has practice and my husband has a meeting and yada, 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 I'm done with cooking. I'm tired at the end of the week. So something, or I'm out of ideas, really. But Brenner, do you know what Brenner is? Brenner is breakfast for dinner. Jill looked at me like, are you kidding me?
It felt like something my mom did when it was, when we were young. And, you know, like now your kids are old enough. Like, I'd be like, okay, we're going to sit. You can wait until 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock for dinner kind of thing. You know,
but I didn't want to make anything like crazy. I didn't have anything defrosted. There was no meat defrosted or anything like that. No chicken defrosted. But we always have eggs. We always had bagels.
Bagels. It just seems insane to me. Insane.
Eggs. It's sort of like a comfort for me too. Like it was chilly yesterday. Yeah. But Joe doesn't think anyone has Brenner anymore. He thinks that's like when he was a kid thing. I beg to differ. I think a ton of people do this.
I think that it's insane. It's like, I'm like, just what does it matter?
I think you're just picky.
Make a dinner. Make a salad. Make a grilled chicken. Make a this. Make a that.
So he thinks there's quick things in the dinner realm that I could make instead of quick things in the breakfast realm that are better.
I also hate breakfast. So I'm like, once we can move past that, like 10 o'clock, I'm like full on like, let's just go to the rest of the day food.
Well, I mean, you're a hater. Like, not everybody's a hater like you are.
The only...
What do you think? Why do you think brunch is so trendy? Because everybody loves breakfast foods.
I'm a bad gay when it comes to brunch. I roll my eyes. Friends are like, let's go to brunch. I'm like, no.
Oh,
no.
I could do brunch every day and not eat another thing.
Or I go to brunch and I'm like, well, let's put the unch in brunch, not the bruh. You know? Starts with that way. The only breakfast thing I think I remotely consider, like, for evenings is cereal, and that's as a snack.
Like with
dry,
milk in
no,
it
no, dry cereal, just out of right out of the box.
I love dry cereal.
I love Life cereal right out of the box.
I would be willing to bet you. What we should make like a real bet here.
What the majority is on my is
that that so many people look. The phones are already ringing.
They're on my
side. So many people eat Brenner breakfast for dinner.
All right, the majority will bet. You and I will bet.
What are we betting?
We'll bet lunch on Monday.
I will buy you what you want to eat. I won't make you eat breakfast foods.
Yeah, and I'll buy you some crappy breakfast.
And I want you to tell Joe too what specifically you have, because I know you have Brenner, because I think everybody has Brenner. What specifically do you have when you have Brenner? 609-243-9778. And listen, if you're a hater of Brenner, you can tell me that too. You can tell us in the 94.5 PST app too. I have Brenner for dinner, meaning breakfast for dinner. It's Chris and the crew. It's 94.5 PST. So Joe and I were talking off the air, you know, just normal chit chat, whatever. And he asked me what I had for dinner last night. And I said, oh, you know, I didn't feel like cooking, whatever. Nothing was defrosted. So we had Brenner. And he looked at me like I had hit a whole new level of lazy. There's nothing lazy about it. It's very purposeful. I enjoy breakfast. And there's nothing wrong with having a pork roll, egg, and cheese on a bagel for dinner. Yum. He just doesn't like breakfast foods. But you had this as a kid, right?
As a kid. That's maybe why I hate it now.
You don't think anybody does this?
So I have our score sheet ready.
Okay.
In favor of Brenner.
Remember,
and
the bet was
not in favor of Brenner.
People not, if you get more votes like not in favor of Brenner, then I'll buy you lunch or dinner, whatever you like.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Okay, Joseph. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phones. Courtney is in Levittown. Courtney, are you a fan of Brenner?
Absolutely.
It's so
fast and easy when you don't have the time and you forget to pull something out.
That's right. What do you have for Brenner? What do you like to eat?
My husband and I usually do like pancakes or French toast, maybe some eggs and bacon.
Look at that. They go way out. All right. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Wendy. Did you write that down, Joe?
That's in favor of
Brenner.
That's in the yes column.
Wendy's in East Windsor. Wendy, do you love Brenner?
Hi, Chris. Yes. Sorry, Joe. I love Brenner. We do eggs, bacon, home fried potatoes, banana pancakes.
Ooh.
Absolutely a fan.
What you're doing is actually just as much effort as cooking a full on dinner, though, I would
say. Yeah, but that stuff is just easier to make.
Not
you know what I mean? I think so. All right, let's go to Jasmine in Lawrence. Jasmine, is this our friend from the farmer's market?
This is Baby Girl. Hi.
So, wait, your family doesn't just eat empanadas all the time around the clock?
Well, I'll do you one better. We have pork rind and cheese empanadas that I sell on the weekends, but literally 11 to 7 on Saturdays. Like, people come in all day to get breakfast empanadas.
Yum. So your family, so you do Brinner then, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you have a full life, like, a lot going on, and like you said, the hubby's doing his thing, like, the kids, are, when you're done with all of that, sometimes you just don't want to do it. And like when I'm cooking for the rest of the world all day, sometimes just a pancake, you know, just the easiest option sometimes.
Yeah, it's just easier, Joe. That's Jasmine, by the way, from Nada's Empanadas in the Trenton Farmers Market. Go see her. She's awesome. Let's go to Carolyn in Milford. Carolyn, you a fan of Brenner?
Breakfast is any time of the day. Give me a good omelet with some hash browns, pancakes.
That's right. Why do you think diners serve breakfast all the time? Because people order the stuff. It's not like they cut it off at a Jersey diner, right? All right, let's go to Ellie.
Being quiet over here.
See? I knew this was going to happen. Ellie is in Hamilton. Hey, Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a fan?
I got to say, I'm not a fan.
Yes.
Of breakfast for dinner.
That's my girl.
You got one vote, Joe. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know. I know it sounds weird, but I got to have my meals in order, you know, like, I gotta have breakfast first, then lunch, then dinner. Like, even if I wake up late, I have to have something breakfasty first.
And then lunch, and then is that you, Joe? Do you have to have your meals in order?
I just skip breakfast altogether.
Let's go to Matt in Bristol. What do you think, Matt?
I'm a single guy. I live alone, so Brinner's almost every night for me. Although I do really dumb it down with like a bowl of cereal. Mm. I'll always say that I'm going to make a meal, a lover's omelet or a veggie one like my mom tells me to, but I never do.
Well, yeah, and you're a single guy, Joe. Well, sort of.
I mean, I cook for myself, you know.
All right, let's go to Marissa in Langhorne. I just want to keep taking these calls to just
And I'm including app chats as well. Not pacing well for me.
Marissa's in Langhorne. Marissa, good morning.
Brinner is my favorite. Egg, sausage, I'll make a wrap, Greek yogurt with berries, I curl up on the couch, watch Netflix. Yum. It's like a comfort thing after a long day at work.
That's exactly what I was saying earlier. It's just comfort food.
Can
all
we
right.
skip the final
we'll do one
liner
more.
Here?
One more. Katie is in Northeast Philly.
Katie, my side, right?
I'm kind of with you, Joe.
Yes!
I'm not having scrambled eggs for dinner. That's weird. But I will make waffles. Throw some nugs in the air fryer and I have some chicken and waffles for dinner. Pour some syrup on it. They're so good. So I guess that's sort of Brinner.
No.
It's sort of a combination. I
put that in the no column. Listen, the no's
still not even close.
The no's needed your vote.
You're not even close.
Unfortunately,
Joe.
I have it at 10. I have it. Including app chats, I have it at a whopping, let's see.
You got
that
two?
Is
you get two?
96%.
Mm-hmm. So wait, what was the bet for if I win?
Yeah, I said I'd buy you lunch, which could be whatever food you choose.
That's good. Sounds good. So what do you think is one of the things that couples fight about the most these days? I think you might be surprised, although it's pretty funny. I kind of giggled when I heard this because it's definitely something we fight about in my house. Awful smells. Laundry piling up. You know.
Food.
Passing gas. Rotten food.
Trash.
You couldn't take out the garbage. You know, stuff like that. For us, it's when the dog doesn't eat her whole meal, which sometimes there's a little bit of kibble left behind or whatever. She also gets like salmon and ground turkey and beef and like fresh foods too. But we also put a little kibble in there. So when the kibble gets wet, if she doesn't eat it, you know, we throw it in the trash or whatever. But I know that that trash has to go outside into the garbage thing before we go to bed, because by the morning it will reek and it smells the entire house up. I'm like, did we not know this? It drives me crazy. It really, truly drives me crazy. And like BO post gym stuff. So it's interesting that they say that's one of the number one fights, Joe, that couples have these days. So you guys don't live together, so maybe you don't get into
it. But I don't even have it with my roommates. Yeah. I don't have a smell fight.
You're not there enough to stink it up, because I'm sure you would if you were there enough. No,
but like I'll cook and leave trash. You know what it is? I'm big on the one thing I feel like I can contribute in the house is I can take the trash out on time. Like it's because it's easy.
It's easy.
It's a single task.
And a lot of people don't like that task.
Yeah, that's
so the fact that you're on it is you're actually
that's a task I don't mind.
You're preventing a lot of fights.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
I know you love talking about Wicked for Good. So I just saw that director John M. Chu is kind of giving us another tease about the movie. So he spilled that he persuaded this big-time celebrity to voice the Cowardly Lion. I mean, obviously, he's not telling us who the major star is, but he is saying that all he did was slide into his DMs.
I love this.
And how he persuaded him was saying that, because, you know, he acknowledged that the guy's really busy. But he told him that the part wasn't a lot of lines, even offered to go to him and record.
Okay.
And he says, get ready, it's going to be wild when we find out.
I wonder who it is.
I know, I'm trying to think.
I can't quite figure it out.
It's got to be somebody really busy right now. Who's really busy right now?
It's got to be a big time male, you figure, you know?
If you've got any guesses, you can put them in the PST app chat. We'd love to know what you're thinking. So on this week's Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, Jennifer Lopez was talking about her new movie, you know, Kiss Up a Spider Woman, and, you know, just her career in general. Well, Andy put her on the spot during his, you know, Plead the Fifth segment, quizzing her on which of her co-stars was the best kisser. I mean, she's kissed them all, Joe. George Clooney, right, Matthew McConaughey, Richard Gere, Owen Wilson. I mean, it goes on and on. So asked to kind of narrow it down to the best of the best, she gave kind of a surprising answer. And I didn't think she'd name one at all. I thought she'd get around it. But she named Brett Goldstein, who she was just in Office Romance with. She said she just did a movie, Office Romance. So it's Brett Goldstein. He was the best kisser. Now, if you're like, who? He played Roy Kent in Ted Lasso. I'm surprised she gave an answer, period. You know what I mean? I thought she'd creatively say, oh, they're all my favorites. You know, something like that. So Selena Gomez is shutting down rumors that she's feuding with Bella Hadid. In case you forgot, a couple of years ago, 2017, I want to say, when she dated The Weeknd, while he was on a break from Bella, things got a little heated. Remember, they unfollowed each other on Instagram a few times, which, of course, fueled the rumors. Well, now she's kind of squashing those rumors. She wrote, she's fire, like with a fire emoji under an Insta video of her walking the catwalk, of Bella walking the catwalk at the Victoria's Secret fashion show. So I think we can safely say that
that's over.
That's over. That feud is squashed. Nanzang Express is opening in Mercer Mall. I always say Mercer Mall. Mercer on One this week. It's actually been open for a soft opening. It's very trendy. It's all over TikTok. It's right where it's in that same strip that Olive Garden is, in case you're looking for it. There's like a BOGO egg roll thing tomorrow only in the Princeton location.
That's cool.
So yeah, go check out those details. I've got them all on the PST app for you. And you may have heard by now that Ace Frehley has passed away. Remember, he was the founder and the original lead guitarist of the band Kiss, you know, with all the makeup and stuff. He was 74. There's the scoop. You know what a swag gap relationship is? Because you could be in one and you don't even realize it. Have you seen it, Joe? It's all over TikTok.
Tell me.
It's when you show up in public or show up to a party, you're all swagged out, you know, looking fly, you got a cool outfit on, whatever, you got some cool vibes, and then your partner behind you is like an effing mess.
Oh, well, that's me.
Oh, so your boyfriend is the one all swagged out?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, this is interesting. I've only seen him when he's like dressed casually and stuff. Like,
yeah, you saw him in a parking lot one day.
That's what I'm saying, so I haven't really...
But no, I mean, just look at our lives. I'm a mess. He works in the beauty industry.
Oh, that's right. He's an esthetician. So, yeah, he tends to be a little
He cares more about that. And, like,
He cares more about his appearance.
Yeah. And he's started telling me that I'm a reflection of his appearance. You know, that thing. That hair. He says it nicely. He says it much. I'm playing the victim. But he's saying to me, I had a pimple. We got to take care of that because, you know, you're a reflection of me. People will judge my work based on that.
I get that. And I know you say, you know, this life that we lead, but when I leave here, like, I am super casual here at the office, but when we go out, I do like us to dress up a little bit.
And you do.
John has two styles. John is either very casual, jeans and a t-shirt and a hoodie, whatever, with his favorite sports team, or he's dressed up like in a suit. There's no middle, and I'm trying to get him to dress
in the middle. Like a polo and some Dockers.
No, jeans and a blazer, maybe. Like, I love that sort of dressy casual, and he doesn't have that mode. He's either super casual or super dressed up. So So I think we are in like a swag gap relationship sometimes. I mean, I can deal. I get mad and then I'm just like over it because really,
who expects none of our him and care. Who cares?
Exactly.
I say nobody. But I they're just happy he's there because they know that when your husband leaves the house, he must really like them because if it's up to him, he would stay at home 24/7.
It's true.